In North Charleston, South Carolina today, former police officer Michael Slager was indicted on murder charges in the death of 50-year-old Walter Scott. You'll remember the bystander video of that incident, Walter Scott running away when he was shot in the back. It was one of several recent videos involving police. Another came this weekend from McKinney, Texas. Police responding to calls about rowdy kids at a pool party. One officer is shown cursing at the kids, throwing a 14-year-old girl in a swimsuit to the ground, then drawing his gun and pointing it at other teens that came to help her. You can hear just a little bit here. That officer, Eric Casebolt, has been placed on administrative leave. Was there a better way to approach this situation? David Thomas is professor at Florida Gulf Coast University, senior research fellow at the Police Foundation, which works with law enforcement agencies across the country. Welcome.
Thank you.
And let's start with the video out of Texas, a group of teenagers at a pool in an upscale subdivision. There were reports that they were creating a disturbance. Benay Embry, a black local radio personality, said he appreciated the officer's response. But then the kids say they were just going to a birthday party. A white father, Lincoln Turner, showed up at the press conference this weekend to say his kids also go to the pool, even though they don't live there. And people shouldn't fear that they're going to have a gun drawn on them in McKinney. The difference of opinion as to what preceded the event that we see on the video, let's put that aside. Just looking at that video and the police response, your thoughts?
Looking at the video, I can honestly say I've been in that situation 100 times. Here in Gainesville with the University of Florida, it's nonstop, especially this time of year. And so when you try to effect an arrest, then there's oftentimes where people will come behind you like they did in this instance. What I didn't think that was necessary was him drawing his firearm. He could have effected the same thing. As soon as he got up, they started to back off, and he could have effected the same thing just by pulling a baton or actually using pulling his taser.
Why do anything? This, of course, has spawned a lot of conversation, a lot of anecdotes. Some are about pool parties that have just gone crazy in white suburban neighborhoods, all white kids, and all they want is for kids to disperse. The young girl said she was walking away. The other kids were running away. Why not just let them scatter?
Oh, I agree with you 100%. It would be much easier for them to disperse. And oftentimes what we found is that when we are there, meaning the police are there, that what actually happens is we actually draw more of a crowd. And you could affect, if you have to affect one or two arrests and leave, and just have somebody watch to see what happens with the crowd and if they disperse. And usually that's because what we found, as soon as we leave, the crowd leaves.
And in this case, why an arrest? This debate over whether or not these kids were invited to a birthday party, why an arrest?
I have no idea what the charges would be, and the only thing that I could see is disorderly conduct, if that was going to be the ultimate. With a young girl, she did walk away, and he literally had to go and get her and bring her back to that location where it was on camera, where she had to be arrested. She was out of the picture. So the only thing that I can think of is that she might have said something that made him angry, which was apparent through the course of the video. And that is probably what precipitated the arrest.
So it sounds as if there are a number of ways where this didn't have to escalate. Police Corporal Eric Casebolt, the officer who threw the young girl to the ground and drew his gun on other young people, has been placed on administrative leave. If you were able to work with someone like that, he not only drew his gun, but he was cursing. How would you counsel someone like that? How would you advise someone like that?
Well, the first thing that I would tell them is that they need to take their, because it becomes personal. And when an officer takes it, stuff like that personally, that's where you see them lose control. The kids don't know the corporal from anybody else. And the one thing that I've learned over the years is that it's not an attack on David Thomas. It won't be an attack on that specific corporal. It's an attack if there's a debate, then it becomes between the police and the person that they're having the encounter with. And that's the most difficult thing for officers to understand. On the other side of that, there's also this thing, there's an inherent privilege that officers feel that they have. And that privilege is that people should respect them because they have a badge and a gun and because they're police. And the respect has to be earned. So it also depends on what is the relationship that organization has with their community. And I've said that 1,000 times, and I'll continue to say that. And let's talk about historically in reference to minorities and law enforcement. The relationship is absolutely horrible, except in some cases, in some instances. And that, again, goes back to the idea that there's no respect because the police over the years have not earned that respect in the communities in which they serve.
Yeah. That's David Thomas, professor at Florida Gulf Coast University, senior research fellow at the Police Foundation. He works with law enforcement agencies across the country. Professor Thomas, David, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.